like pearls trolling. Can it be coincidence? The face of God is everywhere, in waters flowing beside trees, in multiplicity of leaves. It is no wonder God owns this place. Even the sea smiles when I do as I should, and frowns when I devise my own goodness. Is it chance that I am prone to stumble, when I forget to even mumble a simple thank you? Why do you believe that God is mocked, because you boldly print blasphemies? Why do you use their perfect name of love to conjure images that curse all living beings? God is not dazed by careless insults. In turning away their loving gaze, we draw upon our souls a burden of time. Though near, 'tis farther still the path returning. Why not now unbolt the sweetness hidden in our souls, and squander not this glorious moment bold so soon to pass? For time gives one the precious chance to learn from errors made, but time, too, is a blessing to one devoted to their names. They who patiently, through millennium unfazed, extend horizons, just in time to save a lamy fallen into mud. And each time we are so proud to have survived the flooding, so quickly we forget how we trembled helpless in the hours of fierceness huddling. Can we ever learn the sacred breathing, so relieving? Stop the seizing, heaving, weeping, this animal mosaic spirit clothed in flesh, this heart so vulnerable and pure, protecting it from damage so unsure. Alone, defenseless, running blindly on the bleak eternal moors, wildly searching for a door, reaching for a goodness evermore. So naturally a child knows the goodness of all souls. They weep so hard and feel the hopper grasser's broken leg. Their shattered eyes reveal how deeply elders' words have cut, grasping always for the loving, never understanding why the pain. Oh, why can't we like that remain? Wake up or fall in the abyss unconsciously. This is a dual reality, not an alienated insanity. You're not alone. There is a friend, a way that lets reality bend for you. Be not afraid, though caught between the seas of bliss and grief. Of commandments there are 10, and one besides that says, extend yourselves for love of me. I am that God you seek, and always, too, your only real friend. So when, with love, the precious names of God, like pearls, come trolling from our moist persimmon lips, tenderly extolling all our gratitude and bliss, is this how we compose the fragments of our famished soul to wholeness once again? Yet not through words alone do we perceive the meaning, but our actions that make actuality meaningful. For in this preposterous society, it's all about gravity and polarity. It all depends upon our heart's intention to give or not give charity. Is it so easy to let love decide all things? Does not too much loving spoil the feelings? Is character built before or after weaning? Doesn't love give all to please its lover? Is it only after sentiment has broken thoroughly our backs and hands that we perceive the weakness of loving too much? For how well we know now, but before did not understand, that love can and will ruin so tender a thing as woman and man. Though we grow old and hobble slower than we went, remembering how the faithful child, eager to love, was wont to abandon fear, ego, and greed, following love's precarious lead. Now, ego spent, we see again, not by mere coincidence, but see the eyes that pierce our secret mind, whirling vortexes of timeless energy and formless space. A voice speaking to us in a way that replaces this mundane understanding. With wielding force, it penetrates to what we thought was ours alone, a space constructed for our protection, even self-esteem, but lost, returning from the dream. We plead, we scream, then finally, remembering the friend, our heart speaks its names, and it hears, draws closer to us with feeling. No more to blame what was insane. Instead, in bushels gathering the pearls its children made.